This week, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality issued updated permits for two of Michigan's biggest polluters. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Severstal Steel Plant and the Marathon Oil Refinery are some of the biggest industrial facilities in the state, and both have failed to comply with their state air quality permits. Yet the state has let both Severstal and Marathon revise those permits and agreed to loosen restrictions on some types of emissions. That process has raised some concerns about how the state regulates polluters. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has looked into some of those concerns and joins me now. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Rebecca.
What kind of trouble have these facilities had complying with their permits?
Well, both Marathon and Severstal are really huge facilities. Marathon's oil refinery is in southwest Detroit, and they've had a handful of past environmental violations. Severstal is a Russian steel company. They have a plant in Dearborn, and their record is actually worse. They've been cited 38 times in 5 years for violating their state permit.
The DEQ just let both of these facilities revise their permits. What does that mean?
It means different things for the two facilities, but the basic idea is that the DEQ loosened some of the standards that they had to meet. In Marathon's case, the revised permit actually decreases emissions overall, but it raises the emissions cap for some specific pollutants. In Severstal's case, the state has relaxed standards on some toxic emissions like mercury and sulfur dioxide. In the case of lead, they're now allowed to emit 725 times more. This means that emissions levels that would have violated their old permit are now legal. Lynn Fiedler is with the DEQ's Air Quality Division, and she says this new permit sets more realistic standards.
The company first asked, can you comply with your existing emission limits? And in both these cases, they indicated they could not comply. Now we are working to make sure that they have a permit that reflects their operations.
What was so controversial about all this?
Well, the state's basic position is that nothing has really changed with the facilities. It's just become clear over time that the old permits were too strict. But to a lot of people, this sounds kind of backwards, like industry is the one setting the rules and the state is adjusting their standards to comply with industry.
There have also been some questions raised about the role that the Michigan Economic Development Corporation played in the Severstal permitting process, right?
Yes. This started back in 2012 when Governor Snyder and the head of the MEDC attended a Severstal event. They apparently talked with the plant manager, and he pushed to have some new rules grandfathered in under the existing permit. An environmental law firm recently got a hold of some emails that showed that after that visit, the MEDC got involved in the permitting process and seemed to be trying to steer it in Severstal's favor. Nick Schreck is with the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center, and he calls that really extraordinary.
Having an economic development arm of the state government, the MEDC, intervening in a permitting action and basically telling our regulators, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, what to do.
But DEQ officials have told me that's not a fair interpretation. They say they get a lot of input from different people and interest groups during the permitting process and that all the permits comply with overriding state and federal standards.
Okay, so now that the state has approved these updated permits, is that pretty much the end of the story?
In Marathon's case, it probably is. The company is about to sign an agreement with state and federal agencies to resolve their past violations. But it's less clear with Severstal. The state and the federal government are still pursuing enforcement actions there. When those emails came to light, State Representative Rashida Tlaib called the state permitting process tainted, and she called for the EPA to basically take over monitoring and enforcement. And she urged community members to keep watching the plant and document what they see.
If you smell anything, you see anything, you use your cameras, you take pictures. Don't just talk to each other about it, you take pictures.
A key thing to remember here is that these communities have some of the most, if not the most, air pollution in the state. So residents are already keeping a close eye on these industries. But we'll have to wait and see whether the EPA decides to get more involved.
All right, thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah Swick is Michigan Radio's Detroit reporter. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.